Latosha Brown is the co-founder of the Black Voters Matter Fund and has been campaigning for the Democratic Party in Georgia leading up to the runoff elections. We spoke earlier.
I am feeling extremely hopeful. I am feeling very confident. Black turnout in the state of Georgia has been extraordinary. That what we see is an overperformance of Black voters. Quite frankly, we've seen an underperformance of rural Republican voters, particularly in the rural areas. So it's a very, very tight race right now. But as the numbers continue to come in, I am very, very hopeful. I think that Black voters will certainly make a difference in this election. I think ultimately it's going to make a difference in the outcome.
Well, indeed, what will that be? What influence do you think Black voters will bring to this?
What you see is you see a rising electorate that I think you're seeing additional numbers for the Democratic candidates. And so what we're on the verge of, I believe that in this state, which has been a heavily Republican state for the last 27 years, what I think we're going to see is these two U.S. Senate seats. And the significance of these Senate seats is that they will decide who controls Congress going forward. If one of the Republican seats maintains in control of the Republicans will maintain control of the Senate. However, if they lose both of the seats, you know, it will be a tie. It'll be a 50-50 tie in the Senate, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be the break of that tie, which means ultimately, if the Democrats gain these two seats in Georgia, they will be able to control the Senate and the House, which means they will have the White House as well as the legislative body in the country to really be able to push forward in an agenda that I think is going to be far more inclusive and reflective of the demographics in this country.
What do you think has mobilized and galvanized Black voters this time round?
I think they underestimated the backlash, what I call the blacklash, that essentially there has been a very divisive, racist president that we've had in office who felt very comfortable at doing the dog whistles to white supremacist groups, to white nationalist groups. In some way, you know, I think that they underestimated how Black voters would respond to that. I think in the midst of COVID-19 in a state like Georgia, that in April, at the height of COVID-19, a state that only 30% of the population are African Americans, we saw 80% of all hospitalizations related to COVID as African Americans. And so we've disproportionately been impacted by COVID-19. And so we've had a lack of leadership from the White House to our senators to our governor's office, all Republicans. And so what has motivated Black voters is I think that Black voters, quite frankly, are frustrated and tired about what is happening right now. They're tired of overt racism and the dog whistling. They're frustrated at the murders by the hands of police, feeling the brunt of anything that happens in this country, like a pandemic. And so the voters that we've talked to have been very focused on those three issues. One, they want economic security. Two, criminal justice reform. And three, they want the end of race. They literally want racism addressed. It is suspected that there will be more Black voters that vote in the runoff election than in the general election.
What are you hearing about the process itself today? Has it been smooth? Were the lines long? Did you vote today?
No, I voted early, but what we saw today was a much smoother election. While there were lines, the lines moved smoothly. That I think this election is going to be really a matter of turnout.
How did Georgians on the ground respond to the president's call to Georgia's Secretary of State trying to influence the outcome of the presidential election?
You know, one of the things that I do think that Trump did is that I think he did impact this election. I think, one, his comment actually ignited the Democratic base. But I also think that it created a certain level of division and depressed the vote within the Republican Party. I think that there were some that aligned with him that were not necessarily that enthusiastic about voting in the election. And so I believe that he has had an impact, but I think that impact has not worked well or bode well for the Republican Party.
You mentioned Trump's base a moment ago. When you hear voices from voters who are still refusing to accept the election result, the election of Joe Biden, you can detect real hostility and a real loss of faith in the electoral process. Is there any prospect of violence? How does this play out?
I do think that there's always a prospect of violence in this country. This has been a very violent country, you know. And so what I think is the anger that you're seeing is not an anger that they're angry at what the process, the angry that they cannot control the process just for themselves, that they're angry that what we're seeing is we're seeing a more engaged electorate, that we're seeing a diverse electorate come out in record numbers. That's what they're angry about. That in any way that others would actually compete in a process that they know for years that they've had and continue to have stacked in their favor.
That's Latosha Brown, co-founder of the Black Voters Matter Fund.